It is time to bring in our first guest rather early, but it's always nice to have a guest in at this time. I remember when Jill Goodman and I sat down and met Jack Bowman. He is the founder and artistic director of the Salisbury Sinfonietta. And we listened to everything that Jack had to say. An amazing presentation and an amazing idea. And I said to myself, my gosh, does this guy realize what work he's getting into? Well, I think it's 4 years later, and we all realize what work he's gotten into. He has really produced an incredible music series that we are all benefits of. So we say right now, good morning to Jack Bowman. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Happy Thursday.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's true. When we first sat with you, your ideas have come to fruition, if not more than fruition, of the Salisbury Sinfonietta. It's the fourth year, right?
It is. We've just we're finishing our fourth season.
Absolutely amazing. Now, for folks that aren't aware of the Salisbury Sinfonietta, just a capsule explanation of exactly what it is the Sinfonietta is and what it does.
The Sinfonietta is a chamber orchestra, and we use the word Sinfonietta because it means small orchestra. So we tried to create a chamber orchestra that does not compete with other cultural opportunities and offerings in the area. We wanted to do something that was unique to Salisbury and this Northwest Quarter. And the Salisbury Sinfonietta is a professional chamber orchestra using and employing the best orchestral musicians from this tri-state. So we have players from the New York Philharmonic and players from Boston and New Haven and Hartford, just the finest orchestral musicians from the area, come together for the 4 to 6 concerts that we do each year.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about your year and where it starts and where it ends and pauses to get back into the other entertainment that comes into our area in the summertime.
Yes, we have tried to build most of our programming between September 1 and May 30 so that we don't compete with all of the rich cultural offerings here in the summertime. So we're a during the school year kind of program.
All right. Well, it's absolutely amazing the way that this is developed. And you, when we were speaking to you off air yesterday, you even taken this act on the road, and I mean on the road.
Yes, we like to serve not only this Northwest Corner, but we want to be known in the region. So in the last couple of years, we've done programs in Hartford. We did a big celebration down there celebrating the Reformation, the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's Reformation. And then last year we did the Haydn Creation, the huge oratorio, and we had 60 singers and instrumentalists that came from Paris, France. And what was amazing was they paid their way to come here, and they had just a wonderful opportunity. I mean, they loved being here, and the creation was magnificent, the huge chorus orchestra. And then we took that program to Brooklyn and did it in a Presbyterian church down there. And then we took the program to France.
That's what I call on the road.
We were on the road.
Well, that's really amazing. I think you have to be awful proud of the way this is developed, because yes, you are the founder, you're the artistic director, you are the cog in the middle. But boy, so many other things have to come together, and so many other people have to come together to make this thing work.
Well, you're kind to say that. I have a wonderful board of directors, and we are also grateful with the Salisbury Congregational Church that gives us a home. So some of our programming, of course, is in the church. But the community really has come together, and our board now has expanded. We have people from different parts, you know, from Norfolk, for instance, from Millerton. So we're getting a broader coverage here, which is really nice.
All right. We're speaking with Jack Bowman, founder and artistic director of the Salisbury Sinfonietta. And surprise, surprise, they have a concert coming up March 30th. That is a Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Salisbury Congregational Church, Bach and Friends. So let's talk a little bit about this concert on Sunday, March the 10th at 3 o'clock.
Yes, it is. This Sunday, March 10, 3 o'clock, at the Salisbury Congregational Church. We're doing what we call Bach and Friends, and Johann Sebastian Bach's famous Brandenburg Concerto number 5 with the harpsichord, being played by Jackson Cole from New York City. Then there's a symphony by Frederick the Great. Frederick the Great, really, his passion was creating wars and writing music. So he wrote some wonderful symphonies, and we're doing his symphony number 3. We have an organ fantasy and fugue that I'm playing by Bach, one of his mature later works, the fantasy and fugue in G minor. It's kind of nicknamed the Great. And then the other program piece is the Johann Quantz Concerto for flute. Quantz was really the premier flutist of the area of the era of Bach, and he was mostly in residence at Sanssouci Palace in Potsdam with Frederick the Great. That was his home. And so he had Frederick there writing concertos and playing flute, and Frederick also played flute. So all of these guys are working at the same time and within a few miles of each other. So it seemed appropriate to pull together a program that celebrated that rich era.
Now, we can name some of the performers here. Some will be people that know, and other people that are new to people's ears.
Well, Annie Trepanier is always our concert master when she's available, and she's teaches here at Hotchkiss. People know her in this area, and she is the violin soloist on the Bach and principal violin and the other pieces. The other, Jackson Cole, I mentioned, from New York City, is a fine keyboard performer. And the other one from the area is Kim Collins. Her husband is business manager for the Hartford Symphony. And Kim is well known as an area excellent flutist. And this concerto by Quantz is really famous for among flutists. They all love to play the Quantz Concerto, and so she was thrilled to jump in and do this.
And you, of course, I love the organ at the Salisbury Congregational Church. You during this are going to be at the organ, right?
I am doing the Bach Fantasy and Fugue in G minor, and I'm spending my hours now practicing. Feels good. So it's a wonderful work. It's a very solid work. It's one of the longer Bach. It's a 15-minute organ piece.
Wow. You know, I think unless people haven't heard an organ, unless they've heard it, I do believe, inside a hall, a church, a cathedral, because it's absolutely designed to move you not only listening-wise, but the great thing about the organ in a church is that it also hits your insides. I mean, you can feel it.
Absolutely. The organ is so majestic, and when you open the open it up and use all of the resources there, the building trembles and you feel it from the head to foot, the glorious sound of the instrument. So there's really nothing like an organ.
We are talking, of course, right now with Jack Bowman, who is the founder and artistic director of the Salisbury Symphony at Bach and Friends on Sunday, March 10th, 3 o'clock, Salisbury Congregational Church. Now, tickets are available at the door.
Tickets at the door. Adults are $25. Children and youth, 10, but children under 12 are free.
And this is cash or checks, because no credit cards.
We're not equipped yet to do credit cards, so cash and checks, please.
Now, explain to the people that the money that you put on goes towards putting on these concerts, but you also, with the Salisbury Sinfonietta, and this is what I find so amazing in this area, none of this would be possible without sponsors, corporate sponsors, grants, and stuff like that.
Our concerts, generally, tickets will pay for 20 to 30% of the program, and the rest of them, cost of the program is given by donors. We have some wonderful people in the area that support us. Also, corporate sponsors are very, very important today. And for this concert, we have Litchfield Bancorp, the National Iron Bank, and the Hartford Association. So we're really fortunate to have those generous donors helping us out.
Now, if people want to help you out via a donation, who do they make the check out to, whether or not they're going to this concert or not? Mm-hmm. Who do they make the check out to, and where do they send that check?
We are a 501c3, so your contribution is tax deductible up to the amount approved by the IRS. You make the check payable to the Salisbury Sinfonietta, send it to P.O. Box 178, Salisbury, Connecticut, 06068, and you'll get a letter recognizing your gift that you can use for tax purposes.
And I think, you know, whether it's the Salisbury Sinfonietta, the Housatonic Musical Theater Society, or whatever, it's the support that we all get from this area that makes this possible. It just wouldn't happen without a whole network of people getting together and supporting something like this.
That's true. We have wonderful people in this area that make Northwest Connecticut a great place to live. And we have a great radio station that tells us about it. So thank you, Marshall.
Now, Jack, let's let people know, when you came to Salisbury, 5 years ago?
I've just finished my fourth year. Okay. March 1, I started. So I'm starting my fifth year.
All right. So now explain to people where you came from and how you got here.
My career was, for the most part, in higher education, and I was a university dean all over the country, and I ended up in University of Minnesota as dean of the School of Fine Arts, and I was there, I think, 14 years, but the administration changed there, and so I had an opportunity to go to Istanbul, Turkey, and I worked in Istanbul for 3 years, and they hired me to start a music conservatory over there. And then the problems in Turkey and the war in Syria, it was time for me to come back. So I looked at what was available in the United States and interviewed several places with church music opportunities and found the Salisbury Congregational Church to be an excellent place for me to move and to build and enrich an already strong music program. So it was a pleasure to come here and start a sinfonietta and work with wonderful people at the church to continue that tradition of great music in Northwest Connecticut.
Well, quite a bit of a difference. I wanted to let people know from Istanbul, Turkey, to Salisbury, Connecticut. But you made
Before I got here, I spent many years conducting around the world, and I did a lot of conducting in Europe and in Turkey, but also in Russia. I conducted the National Ballet, the Bolshoi, several times over there, and that's another story sometime, but did a lot of conducting over there that was has great stories with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the next concert, we'll get to talk a little bit more about your Russian experience, because I know we'd like to hear about that.
That'd be great.
But once again, we remind people, Sunday, 3 o'clock, March the 10th, that is this Sunday, Salisbury Congregational Church. It is Bach and Friends, the Salisbury Sinfonietta. Tickets at the door, cash or check, no credit cards, adults 25, youth and children $10. And Jack, nice to speak to you this morning. Thanks for getting up probably a little extra early.
Thank you, Marshall. Have a great day.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
That is, once again, Jack Bowman, who is the, once again, founder and artistic director of the Salisbury Sinfonietta here on Robin Hood Radio.